I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Here's what the numbers from the CME Group settled like on this Friday afternoon. March wheat futures were a penny and a half higher for the day at $7.92. The May at 8.02 unchanged. July up a penny at 8.08 and three quarters. And December of next year in the wheat pit at 8.32 and three quarters on its settlement, up two and a quarter. The Hart Red down three and a half at 8.56 and a half in Kansas City. Back in Chicago, the corn pit now, March futures, 7.02, a settlement price up five and a half. The May at 7.04 and three quarters up a nickel. July 7.02, four and three quarters higher. Next year's December, $6.06 and three quarters of a cent, up 3 cents for the day. January soybeans gained 25 and a quarter to finish at $14.34 after a pretty rough week. March futures at $14.31, up 26 and a quarter. And May contract at $14.17 and a half cents, up 22 and three quarters. July beans, $14.11 and three quarters, up 21 and a quarter in November. Settlement price now, $13 and a half cent, finished 12 and three quarters of a cent higher. Bean meal futures at $4.33.80 up 6.10. Bean oil at 48.71, 80 cents higher. Live cattle futures finished up with the February 7.5 cents higher at 133.57.5. The March contract in the feeders at 154.77.5, down 7.5 cents. And lean hogs finished the April at $91.62.5. They were up 45 cents for the afternoon. It is the 21st day of December. It's the winter solstice. On the phone line with us to take a look at how the agricultural futures markets fared as we head into winter is Mike Zuzulo. He's Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Hello, Todd, and welcome to the Mayan holiday.
Well, you know what? It must be the Mayan holiday because I started the program out and the computer that keeps track of all of the prices decided it was not going to work. So I had to reboot in the process and, well, it all happens at the same time.
That's what I blame the soybeans on this week. If you want some fine-tuned analysis, it's the Mayan holiday is what it is.
Is that what we're going to blame it on? hey, you know what? It was a really ugly week for soybeans. What do you think about the future of that particular commodity?
I think that the future is good if the market would go back to supply-demand fundamentals. I think that the trade by today's close came to a conclusion, at least based upon the contacts I spoke with, and I was on the phone all week with people, different groups of people, trying to get a bead on where they were at. And I think the trade is coming to the conclusion that these cancellations by China are most likely done as a result of them buying too high a price beans and wanting to come in and buy lower price beans and get their crush margins back up. And indeed, one of my colleagues at Bloomberg sent me a crush margin chart. And they are back to, they're still negative, but not by much, and they're back to levels that we haven't seen since September, early October time period. So they are back to levels that are very, very good compared to what they came off of at the end of November. And I think that's where I sit with the beans is today was another great example of it, Todd, where the USDA came out and said soybean sales of 110,000 metric tons were sold to unknown destinations, but they were domestic, not foreign destinations. I and several other people in Chicago, I've never heard of an unknown domestic sale set out by USDA. This is a first for me. So I think that the confusion in the market and the fact that China did this 2 weeks in a row sent the market on this lower move, and wheat and corn certainly weren't going to support because of the fiscal cliff issues. But if you take a step back and look at the supply-demand, our year-to-date commitments are 46% ahead of last year at this time.
Can I whisper in your ear a rumor I heard about the 500,000 tons?
I may not tell you if I think it's true or not, but yeah.
I heard that was just a trade. That was never on the books to be shipped. That it was just a trade.
And I think this is where these rumors are probably closer to reality, or the trade thinks the perception is that they're closer to reality. And as you get into this holiday trade with thinning volume, you're going to have these things hit the market a lot harder. So chart-wise, beans don't look good. Spread-wise, beans don't look good. We broke below the January-July bean spread below 20 cents on a weekly close. That was a number I really did not want to see. But if you take a step back and look at the fundamentals of supply-demand going into the January report, we still are not rationing enough.
Hmm. So come back to where we started. You're feeling as if soybeans have a little more upside yet in them then?
If the wheat can bottom, yeah, I think this is where it goes back to last week's commodity week.
Okay.
We went back to those gaps, you know, that you talked about at the end of the commodity week. I think it was the ending part or the beginning part of commodity week last week. Will we go back to those gaps? And I was the view, no, I don't think we need to, given the fundamentals, unless wheat can't turn around. I'm still in that mindset.
All right. So tell me about the wheat market fundamentals that make you in that format.
Well, the biggest thing with the wheat is that what we saw, and I think this really adds a lot of weight to the idea of the fiscal cliff really pulling and tugging on this market psychologically and continuing to keep funds in a liquidation process, was that Tuesday we had a very likely deal done. That's what the media was reporting on fiscal cliff. Wheat turned around. Wednesday morning we got the Egyptian purchases of U.S. wheat. We are now the most competitive of the major suppliers based upon a commentary today from TEPFR International. So we take out the weekly highs early on Wednesday, the fiscal cliff deal unwinds, and all of a sudden we go right back in the dump for the wheat, and all of a sudden we're looking at 5-6 month lows again for the wheat and for the corn. Fundamentally, the European markets closed up over 2% today as a weekly close here in the midday market, but our market could not get off of the fiscal cliff mindset. So between the Egyptian purchases and the fact that the government of Argentina is stopping wheat exports because they're worried about the crop, and the Bahia Blanca exchange is down to an 8 million ton Argentine wheat production forecast, fundamentals continue to improve in wheat, in my view.
Do we need to lose another 50 cents in corn in order to keep producers from planting 100 million acres?
I don't think so. I think that the market has not looked at any of the friendly fundamentals of what's going on in Argentina with corn and what's going on with Brazil and corn. I think that the trade, like about mid-November, when you and I were talking about almost the same thing, when we were higher in price, I think, or right about where we are in price, the trade has once again kind of thrown away the idea of supplies falling faster than demand. They're on the track again that demand's falling faster than supplies.
Anything else we ought to add before I let you go? Maybe
cattle on feed, maybe
yep,
a little negative. Placement's 94. That was above estimates, and marketing's not as good as we should have seen as well.
All right. Thanks so much.
Merry Christmas, sir.
You too. That is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. Joins us on this Friday afternoon, as usual, to take a look at what's been happening in the world of agricultural futures. You can always hear Mike again, of course, if you'd like, on our website at willag.org.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Now, in just a few moments, your Director of Ag Programming, David Dickey, will be here to take a look at today's agricultural news. This, of course, is the Closing Mark Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world.